And I'm delighted to have on the line with me, first chat in a while, actually. They put out a song called The Ladder. It's by the very wonderful, the very talented The Vales. I'm delighted to have Finn on the line with me. Good morning, Finn.
Good morning, Liam. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Yeah, I'm excited. It's the first song we've put out off this record, so that always feels like a very gratifying moment.
Yeah. I mean, it must feel great releasing music. I will say, though, it must be interesting when it's released in this context, you know, when it's kind of the first of a new body of work. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, it's just exciting. These things have such a huge lead up for us of sort of years of writing and recording and preparation, and then so the first little piece you release out into the world, it's a beautiful feeling.
So The Ladder, tell me all about it. Is it simply about your favorite ladder?
It's nice to write a song about some DIY apparatus for a change. If only that were true. I mean, it's you know, I seem to only write songs about love or death or both, and that continues to be the case. So, yeah, that's kind of what it's talking about, I guess.
So how do you... I hate to ask this, but how do you inspire yourself? Like, how do you ensure, like, you know, you're in a good creative mindset and that you know you're comfortable doing the work you're doing? How do you kind of put yourself in that position?
I try and be as involved, I try to be as little involved as I can in the whole thing. I find if I think about anything, then it messes with everything. I kind of have found these little methods to trick myself into productivity and just gradually chipping away at thousands of little things at once without ever really letting them know that I'm paying attention to them or letting myself be aware of it either. And then miraculously a bunch of things are finished and it's done.
I love that. I'm a chronic overthinker as well, so I get it. You do sort of want to somehow do you want to somehow do the work without ever actually realizing you're doing the work.
Yeah, well, I think we have, or at least I do, I have, if you have, you have a lot of these sort of base intentions when you sit down to write something. Maybe you want to, like, write a hit or something cool, which, you know, that's the worst thing to think you want to write. So I find it's just better to, try and get out of the way as much as possible and just let these little songs become the things they really want to be, they really yearn to be.
Yeah, I think that's really, really well put. Now, did The Ladder always stand out, or did you always kind of know it was going to be a single?
No, I mean, I don't know. The single thing, I've been doing this quite a long time now. I remember when I was like 17, people talking about singles, and I think the music we made then was kind of singly for that time. But now I don't really know if we're like a singles band. I don't know. I people say the word a lot, but I don't really know what it means anymore. It's sort of just become, what thing do you want to put out first, and then which thing second, and then third, and then album. So I kind of just think of it like that now, really. What's like the nice first sort of hors d'oeuvre for the main course?
Ah, Not enough people say hors d'oeuvre on this show. It's nice.
I'm sorry. Nice. It felt gross it's good. Coming out of my mouth.
Yes, this is a single, meaning there's probably a large body of work. Now there is, and it's out next year, I believe. You might have to help me out here. Asphodels?
Asphodels, yes.
Please tell me, what does that mean?
Well, yeah, it's like it's the flower of the underworld, and it was sort of, I read this poem a while ago, and it had this lovely quote at the beginning of it, and it sounds really rudimentary, but sometimes you just find a word, and it just acts as a kind of springboard into a whole other kind of world, really.
Yeah,
and that one
right.
did for me. And it's the name of the first song on the record as well. And as I said, the whole record is kind of so preoccupied with life and death. And I like the idea of the flower that kind of lives forever. So that was the initial idea anyway.
I think that's beautiful. And like the imagery for it looks stunning. And all the branding
you.
Stuff. You always do a very good job of brand packaging.
Thank you.
I will say
Cheers.
That. The whole kind of, you know, life and death thing. everything in life sort of is related to it, though, I guess, in a bizarre kind of way. I don't mean to sound macabre, but, like, it's unavoidable. And, like, so much music is about it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's 8 a.m., so it's hard for me to get into this too fully, but yeah, I think it's at least for me, writing songs is a way to try and think about things that I just can't get anywhere near in my day-to-day life, things that I just either terrify me or... Yeah, that I just can find no resolution to ever. The songs are sort of a way to at least think about them a little and perhaps try to articulate some aspect of them. So I guess that's why I write about kind of the same things all the time. So there's it's hard to find the space to think about them otherwise, for me anyway.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. Now, you've announced dates for your Europe and UK tour, which is all well and good, but we're not in the UK or Europe. So I'm going to just be selfish for a second and ask, are there any sort of New Zealand dates coming up?
Yeah, well, we've confirmed the beautiful WOMAD festival, which I believe in
March.
And then we're looking at shows around then, so we'll definitely be announcing something soon.
Now, you know, this isn't your first time touring. Do you have like any places you particularly like, anywhere that really tickles your fancy?
Yeah, man, I mean, I think especially after the kind of the COVID years where we were prevented going to all of these places, we've toured since I went back to London when I was 17. I just toured for kind of 15, 20 years constantly, really.
Yeah, right. And wow.
So these places they're part of just the everyday landscape of my life. So it felt very odd to not return to them and the people in them as well, I guess. We've met so many brilliant people in these places over the years. So I don't know. It's all, I mean, Europe's obviously a big one for us. That's kind of where we started touring where we still tour the most. Yeah, but I don't know. I was in America last year. That was great as well. And New Zealand's always kind of the most emotional, I suppose, because it's your mum being there.
Yeah. Does your mum go to many shows?
She does, very much so.
Oh, good on her.
Yeah. She stands frustratingly close to the front.
Oh, really? It's all right. My mother won't even listen to this radio show. No, she's not brave enough. She should hear me when there aren't guests around. I'm not well behaved. hey, congratulations on this new track. I mean, it's beautiful, and I'm so excited to see, well, not say hear the album. I mean, I guess I'll be excited to look at it as well. Yeah, congratulations on everything. You should be so satisfied with it. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Liam. It's a real pleasure. I always look forward to these chats with you.
Oh, thank you. Have a great day. Are you going to celebrate in any way?
No, probably not. I'm doing interviews all morning, and then I'll put my daughter to bed, and maybe I'll go stare at the sea for a bit, and then I'll do some more interviews.
Well, lovely. Yeah, great. Well, have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you, mate. You too.
And that was the lovely Finn from The Vales talking about their brand new track, The Ladder, which is out today, and I'm going to play that for you right now. Ah, I wonder if this is the New Zealand premiere. Probably not, maybe. I bet you someone's already played it. But it will be the Ototahi premiere. If it's not, oh my God, I'm going to be pissed off.
Far across the water, out of sight of land, clinging to my last hope, with a rock in my left hand. Let it come without a warning, let it run without a plan. Out among the breakers, in the sediment and sand, lead me to the ladder, to anywhere instead. Out across the water of the river of the dead, lead me to the ladder, black amethyst and blade. Out across the water in the valley of the dead, lead me to the ladder. To the ladder, lead me to the ladder, lead me to the ladder. Woven through this abiding pain, a single thread shines bright again. Thunder raging high on the hill, darkness moving for the kill. Lead me to the ladder, to anywhere instead. I cross the water, to the ladder, like amethyst and blade. Out across the water, in the valley of the day, I'll meet you at the ladder, I'll meet you at the ladder.